in my server, serving me. Your computer will print, should you call the president? What in the world are you gonna do? Call Adam, the computer guy. Call Adam, don't know the reason why. Do you find it a waste of time? Because you cannot hear online. Call Adam, the computer guy. Or go online to AdamTheComputerGuy.com. There's a click of the mouse.
Well, thank you, Mr. Paul Savage, once again for an outstanding performance. It's the Adam the Computer Guy radio show theme song. Yes, I helped to compose the tune with a few ideas about what to say. But what can I say? I'm on the air live here at the studio of Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial, where FM stands for Fantastic and Marvelous Radio. Technically, it stands for frequency modulation, because we modulate the frequency into your living room, car, pocket, or what have you, but I like to think it's Fantastic and Marvelous Radio, because that's exactly what it is. One thing we also do, usually during the Thursday edition of the Adam the Computer Guy radio experience, is we have a live video. You can go to my Facebook page, Adam the Computer Guy, or Adam Lepp in Ohio, and you can go ahead and watch me perform the show live. We have a slight problem with the heating system in the studio, so it's a bit on the chilly side. It's 11.4 Celsius. That's about 52, 53 Celsius, so I'm wearing my winter clothing, but you know what? That's okay. As Rhoda said, I preserve better in these slightly chilly conditions. Want to thank David. He has shared my video with a large number of Facebook friends of his, and I greatly appreciate it. Thank you very much, my friend. You can also watch me do the show, get on the live Facebook video by going to the WWGH fan page. Become a fan of the station, and you can watch me do the show. How about them apples, as they say? Feel free to call me, because you can actually ask me a question about the computer at your home or office, in your pocket or what have you, and I won't even charge you for the advice. See, here's the phone if you're watching me on video. Here's our good old Ma Bell telephone. It's cordless. And you don't have to swipe your credit card on your phone. I'll give you advice at no charge, because that's the kind of guy that I am. Or if you want to talk about a technology topic, maybe about the latest and greatest or latest and not so greatest in smartphones or phones that really aren't that smart. Or perhaps you want to talk about Windows versus Linux or Mac or what have you. Maybe about a computer that you used back in the 70s or 80s, like I used the TRS-80 in high school, and I thought it was a pretty good device. Honestly, probably one of the best computers ever made, but considering what we have now with the graphical interfaces and the very fast internet and all the apps, it's a rather distant cousin. But I still think it was a very good device, so feel free to tell me about a retro computer experience of your own. You can message me if you watch my Facebook video, or message the station. Again, I'm under Adam the Computer Guy or Adam Lepp in Ohio, or become a fan of WWGH Radio. And you can watch the video. Again, I want to thank Paul for liking my video, and David for liking it, watching it, and commenting it. And maybe he'll call the show, and we'll talk about stuff. You don't have to talk about technology. We could talk about the Donald, because I find him to be a good topic of conversation. I find him very amusing, and I find his wife very beautiful. So we can talk about that, the President Donald. Or we can talk about current events, about sports. I'm a pretty big Reds baseball fan. I'm not very happy right now because they traded one of my favorite players, Brandon Phillips, and really not pleased with the the course of events that Major League Baseball is taking. So we can talk about that. Plus, we can talk about how it influences and is influenced by Twitter and Facebook and social media and the technologically dominated world that we live in. Those are all fair topics. So, hey, don't be shy. I won't bite. Pick up the phone and call me, 740-383-9944. It's me, Adam Lepp, with the Adam the Computer Guy radio show. So you might wonder, if you're the first time you've listened to WWGH, what exactly do we do here? Well, WWGH is named after a president who spent a large amount of his life in Marion, Ohio. And of course, that was Mr. Warren G. Harding. His grandson, Jim, is on occasionally with our program manager, one of my fellow partners in the station, Scott, during his show called Now, which isn't on now. It's on between noon and 2, shortly after noon and 2, every Monday through Thursday here on WWGH. They talk about politics and other fun stuff. One thing about Scott, again, he's on between approximately 10 afternoon and 2 every Monday through Thursday afternoon. This guy has a penchant for celebrity guests. So you might wonder, what celebrities does Scott have on his show? Well, earlier this week, he had the host of the People's Court. He was the host of the People's Court many years ago. Then he came back last September. Doug Llewellyn. Yes, Doug Llewellyn was on with Scott earlier this week talking about Judge Wapner, who he recently lost. Talked about his experiences with the judge and with his bailiff, Rusty, and how he's had a big influence on Judge Judy and other TV judges. They had a really good conversation. You can go to our website, WWGH1071.com, and hear that conversation, along with hundreds of other shows that we've broadcast over the last year or so. In case you missed it, he's had Bill Macy on, B. Arthur's co-star from Maude. He's had Robert Guillaume from Benson and from Soap. One of my favorite actresses, Marla Gibbs from 227. And, of course, she played the very sassy and lovable maid Florence on The Jeffersons. She's been on. Pat Carroll from, she did Ursula, yes, on The Little Mermaid. She's on all the time. Great, very smart columnist, Evelyn Clift. She's on with Scott a lot, especially with the President Donald in office. They certainly have some good conversations. And last but not least, legendary broadcaster, Ohio native, born in Akron, raised in Lima, Hugh Downs. He's on with Scott a lot also. So we have some very, very good guests, especially when Scott takes the microphone early afternoons, Monday through Thursday. But here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, you are the star. You can call, talk about tech topics, ask me questions, complaints, suggestions. All are more than welcome. So again, pick up the telephone apparatus and call me at 740-383-9944 or leave me a message on Facebook. Comment or question, I'd be happy to address that for you. It is approximately 22 minutes after 9 in the a.m. Good morning and thank you very much for listening. So let's take a look at some what I call news and views from the world of technology. There's an event going on called the Mobile World Congress. And thankfully, it doesn't relate to the Congress that's in Washington, D.C. It's a big meeting of a bunch of computer geeks, people like myself, who are getting together to talk about the latest and greatest in technology. One thing that's been bantered about is 5G. And again, we have 4G, cell phone technology. 4G stands for fourth generation. We've gone from analog calling to digital to the ability to text to, of course, internet. And now we have all these apps, and you can pretty much run your life through the mobile phone or mobile communications apparatus in your pocket. Yes. So anyway, we have 4G, LTE. And LTE stands for long-term evolution. So you learn all kinds of things on the Adam the Computer Guy show, but LTE does in fact stand for long-term evolution. So in the short term, we have something coming up called 5G, fifth generation of mobile technology. And it's been a big topic of conversation at the Mobile World Congress, not surprisingly. According to an article at CNET.com, a great source of technology news, if there was underlying trend that dominated the Mobile World Congress trade show, it was that the next generation of cellular technology was real. Above the Qualcomm booth flashed the slogan, 5G, from the company that brought you 3G and 4G. Well, that's pretty creative. If you took a few more steps, you could hear an Intel representative shout at you about the benefits of 5G. You go to Ericsson, you'd find a 5G avenue with multiple exhibits demonstrating the benefits of this technology. Samsung kicked off its press conference not with its tablets, but with a chat about 5G. The hype around 5G has been brewing for more than a year, but we're finally starting to see the early research and development bear fruit. And that's according to an article. That's a hard word to say. Article in CNET.com. This technology, 5G, promises to change our lives by connecting everything around us to a network that is 100 times faster than our current cellular connection and 10 times faster than our speediest home broadband service. That sounds pretty fast. But it's not just about speed. When the move to 4G LTE from 3G was basically a speed boost, the evolution to 5G, again, this fifth generation, next generation of cellular technology, is much more than just speed. The combination of speed, responsiveness, and ubiquity unlocks the full capabilities of other trends in technology, offering a boost to self-driving cars, to drones, and the Internet of Things and virtual reality. Jefferson Wang, who covers the mobile industry for IBB Consulting, said, "If you think of speed, you don't see the magic of all that it can do. The bad news, it's still a while away, and the industry is still fighting over what it will look like. The good news, there's a chance that it's coming earlier than we thought. It's clear why the wireless carriers are eager to move to this new 5G mobile technology, with the core phone business slowing down. Companies are eager for new technology to spark excitement and connect more things." Thank you, Stephen from Marion, for watching. Feel free to call the show, 740-383-9944, by the way. Tim Baxter, he's president of Samsung's U.S. unit, during a press conference last Sunday said, "We're absolutely convinced that 5G is the next revolution." So here are some things that you can do with this new 5G mobile technology. Again, the next generation. We have 4G, now we have 5G. It's coming up sometime in the future. So you might ask, what can you do with this besides get very fast internet connections? One benefit of 5G is the low latency. Now, latency is that lag time between your phone pinging the network and getting a response. And many times you'll find providers, the speed is fast, but the responsiveness isn't good. And that's a problem, especially when you use it for the Internet of Things or something besides just surfing the web or checking your Facebook or what have you. The lag with 5G is virtually eliminated. And so remote surgery, where a surgeon is consulting with a doctor, maybe on the other side of the world, that's going to be a lot easier and a lot safer. In fact, a surgeon may not need to be in the same room as their patient. You might ask, well, how does that work? Ericsson, big technology company, they're working with a startup company called NeuroDigital Technologies, as well as doctors at King's College. They set up at this Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, Spain. Got a big meeting of all the geeks in the world. It's going on right now. Anyway, they set up a demonstration of how a surgeon could use a virtual reality headset and a special glove to control a robot arm, which would perform the actual operation in another location. So a robot is doing the surgery, but a doctor somewhere else in the world is controlling it. How's that for coolness? Now, this special glove was fitted with haptic feedback motors, which buzzed when you touched the organ, giving you the sensation that you were actually touching it. Companies are calling this idea the Internet of Skills, allowing you to transfer your expertise over a great distance in real time using robotics or haptic technology. Now, this wouldn't be possible without this new 5G mobile technology. So, a surgeon is controlling a robotic arm, maybe while he or she is in his or her living room, watching TV. And this arm operates on a patient, while the surgeon is not necessarily in the operating room. Maybe it isn't convenient for the doctor to be there physically. Pretty cool stuff. Let me know what you think about that. I'd be very interested in your opinion. Would you want to have an operation performed that way? What do you think? Maybe the cost will go down. That's one of the big issues, of course, in healthcare is the cost, and maybe that'll keep the costs down. Give me a ring, 740-383-9944. Anyway, this surgery concept is just one example of how touch will play into the 5G network. With haptic feedback, you'll be able to transmit the tactile sensation of experience, enhancing the sights and sounds of a video experience. Another simulation that Ericsson put on, again, at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, Spain. They put you in the driver's seat of a car 50 kilometers away from the FIRA, thanks to the feedback system built into the Chari. You'll be able to feel yourself going over speed bumps and crashing into cones. And this is on a big highway there in Spain, which can be done at an alarming rate. Sprint Chief Technology Officer John Saw was interviewed yesterday, and he said, in order to touch and feel things miles away, you need low latency. That'll have applications in the industrial area, including having humans overseeing robotic assembly. Ericsson Chief Technology Officer Ulf Ivaldsson was interviewed earlier this week and said it's the first time that the network will be faster than your mind. So it's almost like a time warp or a sonic boom, where a plane, is traveling faster than the speed of sound. Now we're talking about technology faster than the human mind. How about that? At last year's Mobile World Congress, virtual reality was very big. But this technology took a back seat this year with little new hardware for virtual reality, except for an update from Samsung. And that's mainly because, according to the experts, virtual reality is in the hands of filmmakers, which is why they're now more likely to show up at the Sundance Festival. If there was any virtual reality at this Mobile World Congress show, much of it was shown off as a demonstration of how 5G would enhance the experience, allowing you to chat in real time with live streaming virtual worlds. Gunter Otendorfer is Sprint's chief operating officer. He said he expected to see a return of gaming centers, but focused on virtual reality. Of course, one issue with mobile phones is reliability. Sometimes the network just conks out, or it gets too busy, or the call drops, or the internet drops. So a dependable, more reliable connection is obviously a top priority. Doesn't matter how fast or a connection is or how low the latency is, if it's not reliable, what good is it? Well, 5G has an answer for that also. Again, this is the new generation of cell or mobile technology demonstrated in Barcelona at the Mobile World Congress, which is going on. So 5G can help with a connection dependability issue. Phone companies already offer service-level agreements that guarantee a connection for mission-critical businesses and applications. Now, with 5G, the networks will be smart enough to let networks offer guarantees of service level, that it's not cutting out, to individuals. although it's expected to be expensive. Of course, one of the obvious things about this 5G, again, the new generation of mobile technology, which is forthcoming, it's as a replacement for traditional home internet service. And Verizon and AT&T are already investing in trials of that, so it's coming really soon. Of course, phones will eventually get the 5G. Roger Gernani, Chief Information and Architect Officer from Verizon, teased coming back to Barcelona that phones will get this 5G treatment next year with a 5G phone. But he's thinking that it's going to be used at the home because it'll increase reliability and possibly decrease cost, and the speed will be better. Even better than you might get with your broadband. So interesting stuff there. John Stankey, he's head of AT&T's entertainment business, said in a keynote speech at the Mobile World Congress, it's not about the Gs. It's not about 5G or 5 gigs. It's going to be about much more. So 5G, the next generation of mobile technology, which can be used to have doctors guide robots into doing operations. It'll improve broadband speed for your mobile phone or tablet, and maybe even be used in the home, maybe even be faster than what you get with your Roadrunner or Frontier, AT&T, or what have you. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy, with my twice-weekly radio show on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial and broadcasting online 24/7. At WWGH1071.com. Here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, we talk today's top technology topics. Answer your telephone calls, emails, and Facebook messages. Hey, send me an email. We're a lot like Hillary. We have a private email server, but we don't delete emails. I read every single one of them, and I value your emails. Adam at WWGH1071.com. I'd love to hear from you. So are you someone who kind of likes retro technology? We talked about the TRS-80, Radio Shack's innovative computer back from the 70s, and a lot of people get a little sentimental about technology from a while back. Maybe you had one of those old Nokia phones or an old flip phone, and well, those are actually coming back. How about that? HMD Global. They are the owner of the Nokia phone brand. Last Sunday, at the Mobile World Congress, which we talked about, again, a big tech show in Barcelona, Spain, last Sunday they reintroduced the classic 3310 feature phone, along with a brand new line of Nokia smartphones that run on the Android platform. Now, the relaunch of the 3310 is the reimagination of one of the world's best-selling feature phones as a sleek, lightweight device that features 22 hours of talk time and an entire month of standby time. My phone's standby time is maybe one day. 22 hours of talk time. So this phone is extremely battery efficient. And its average retail price is about $52. That's pretty good for the wallet. Because as I've mentioned, radio people have a lot of fun, but doesn't pay very well. Now, this new reintroduced 3310 feature phone, Nokia phone, will come in four colors, warm red and yellow with a glossy finish, and dark blue and gray and matte. The reintroduction was part of a larger rollout that included new smartphones, such as the Nokia 3, 5, 6, and the Nokia 6 Art Black Limited Edition, that will operate in the Android Nougat platform and include Google Assistant. The launch is the first major Nokia phone product introduction since Microsoft agreed last year to sell the feature phone business it had acquired from Nokia to HMD and FIH Mobile for about a third of $1 billion. HMD has committed to spend $500 million over 3 years to support the resurrection of the Nokia smartphone and tablet business. Nokia phones stir up real emotions in customers, according to Juho Sarvikas, He's the chief product officer at HMD Global. He said for the Nokia 3310, we just couldn't resist. We wanted to reward loyal Nokia phone fans and make a statement that rich heritage, innovation, and modern design can go hand in hand. Todd Day, he's the senior industry analyst for mobile and wireless communications at Frost & Sullivan, said, it is unlikely that the new device will generate much profit. It features a basic operating system with texting, but no QWERTY keyboard. And there are low-end smartphones on the market that can provide general greater functionality at the same price point. Ian Fogg, he's an analyst at IHS Markets, said, the new feature phone rollout is little more than a marketing ploy, but it could drive enough volume to be profitable. Want to thank Matthew from the capital city of Columbus, and from Illinois, listening online and watching me via Facebook video, Kerry. If you folks would like to call the show, that would be wonderful. We can talk about this reintroduction of the Nokia feature phone. We can talk about almost anything, politics or sports, how they relate to technology. Yes, we could talk about the Donald if you'd like, because I find the Donald to be a good topic of conversation. We can talk about the latest and greatest in operating systems and hardware, software. Questions about your computer, give me a ring. Here's the phone, 740-383-9944. Now, this Nokia 6, a brand new Android-based smartphone, features a full high-definition screen, 5.5 inches, with a unibody made of 6000 series aluminum. That sounds more like a car than a phone. It features a smart audio amplifier with dual speakers and Dolby Atmos sound. The limited edition phone features 64 gigabytes of storage and 4 gigabytes of RAM. So Nokia is introducing their old-fashioned phones from 15 years ago for retro enthusiasts, and also some very good new phones. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy, with the Thursday edition of my twice-weekly radio show on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 LPFM, and LPFM, although it actually stands for Low Power Frequency Modulation, in my opinion it stands for lots of programming, fantastically marvelous radio. And we talk today's top technology topics, take your telephone calls, questions about the computer at your home or office, or what have you. Maybe you have an opinion about an article that I've covered during this show or a previous show. Maybe you don't agree with me. That's fine. Feel free to call me. Your opinions are very welcome. 740-383-9944. Leave me a message on our Facebook page, or, of course, send me an email on our private email server, because we have a private email server, just like Hillary. We don't delete emails, and we read every single one of them. Adam at WWGH1071.com. Talking too fast, but that's okay. Anyway, Abena Amanat. So who is she? She is the vice president for data and analytics at GE Digital. That's a really cool name, too. Abena Amanat. So why is she important? She has worked in the data analytics field for more than 20 years and serves as board director at Chick Tech, a nonprofit organization dedicated to recruiting girls and women into the tech workforce and retaining them once they're there. Now, when I went to college back in the olden days, which was actually early to mid-80s, there were not a lot of women in the computer programming or engineering or science field. There were a few. And I'm glad to see that that's changing. I mean, certainly most computer programmers are men. Most scientists are men. But the number of women in that field is increasing, and I find that to be excellent. I never really understood why it's considered to be a masculine field. At many law schools, most of the students are women. And in my opinion, a lawyer is more of a masculine occupation than a programmer or a scientist or engineer. So I never really fully understood that, and I think a lot of it is marketing. So when I hear about a woman who's an innovator and a scientist and has been doing it for a while, I want to talk about it because I think it's pretty important. Anyway, so Beta Aminat is one of those women. She's a board director at Chick Tech, nonprofit dedicated to recruiting girls and women into the technology workforce and keeping them in that workforce. She serves on the Cal Poly Computer Engineering Program Industrial Advisory Board, helping to shape the future generation of computer scientists with her expertise. She recently was named one of the top female analytics experts in the Fortune 500 by Forbes contributor Meta S. Brown. She was interviewed, asked about her opinion on artificial intelligence and technology and that kind of stuff. One question was, you are one of the thought leaders on artificial intelligence. How do you think artificial intelligence will impact businesses and jobs? And again, this is an interview with Beta Aminat. She's a leading female scientist and technology expert discussing about artificial intelligence and technology, but also about getting more females into that line of work, which I personally think is very important. So she said, I have worked in a number of industries, e-commerce, financial, marketing, telecom, retail, software products, and industrial over the past two decades. I've seen how the growth of data from data warehouses to big data and data science has impacted businesses. I believe we are just at the tip of the iceberg with artificial intelligence today. Again, this comes from one of the leading computer scientists who happens to be female in the world today. Her name is Beta Aminat. Kind of a cool name. I like saying that name. Artificial intelligence, according to her, is not by itself an industry. More of a technology that is positioned to transform businesses across a number of sectors. Artificial intelligence will be so intertwined and pervasive within business operations in the future that it may be impossible to do business without artificial intelligence. Fundamental business models of today are going to change as it evolves. Tesla's driverless car, the autonomous vehicle, we talk about that a lot on the show. It's still in its early stage, but it won't be that long before drivers put their cars completely on autopilot. In a few years from now, the ride-sharing company Uber may not need drivers. Just idle cars will be needed. But even more broadly, the whole transportation ecosystem is going to change. The Palm Jumeirah monorail in Dubai is a fully automatic driverless train. Check this out. Which can shuttle up to 6,000 passengers an hour. I want to thank Tyler for watching. Thank you, Tyler. Be sure to call the show. We can talk about any technology topic of your choice, 740-383-9944. I'd love to hear from you. Or message me your phone number. I'll call you. Anyway, the Palm Jumeirah monorail in Dubai is a fully automatic driverless train which can shuttle up to 6,000 passengers an hour. The locomotive industry is poised for a revolution. Not just passenger trains, but long-haul goods transportation. So you could take a train without a driver. How about that? There will be an impact on jobs. But according to, again, Beta Aminat, she is a leading information technologist, technology expert on artificial intelligence. She sees this more as job roles changing and not necessarily as jobs reduction. Because we always are concerned if we automate stuff, including having driverless cars, Ubers without a driver, for example, is that going to take away from jobs? But not necessarily. She's seeing this as a change in what people do. The jobs most at risk are those that are routine intensive and are strictly defined with limited tasks. If you think of the transportation example, in a few years, we may not need as many drivers, but we'll need more programmers and support personnel. So I agree, we're shifting the focus of jobs, maybe not have as many drivers. So we may have Ubers that are driven autonomously, not by a human. But someone's got to program it and audit the safety of these devices. So job roles are switching, are changing, and that's part of the world that we live in. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy, with my twice-weekly radio show on The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial, and again, WWGH1071.com. Beep, 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 beep. Did I toot my own horn again? Well, that's okay, because I want to remind you that I am the webmaster, programmer, and my company is the host of the famous WWGH website, WWGH1071.com, where you can listen to me or any of our other hosts live on the air by clicking the little triangle thingy, as I call it. You can find out about hosts like myself, and of course, you can also hear archives of previous shows, pretty much all of the shows from the last 14 months since I started at the station. You can find out what we had on those shows, and of course, you can listen to those shows on demand. We call it a podcast, or you can call it what you wish. Again, Scott Spears, one of my fellow managers here at the station, our program director. This is a man who's interviewed everybody from Bill Macy, again, co-star of the show Maude, another star of a big TV series from the 70s and 80s, Robert Guillaume. He talked to Doug Llewellyn from the People's Court earlier this week. He's talked to legendary talk show host Dick Cavett. This man talks to people that surprise even me. And, you know, when you get to be my age, being surprised is a hard thing to do. I'd like to welcome a friend of mine from the north end of Columbus, AJ. AJ, thank you so much for watching my video. AJ is an award-winning cheerleader, and that's a pretty cool thing, because you know what? Even when I wasn't as old as I am now, my lack of reflexes and lack of coordination would make me a very poor cheerleader, because I'd end up in the hospital for a long time. So, AJ, congratulations on your cheerleading shenanigans and exploits, and I wish you the best of luck. And thank you so much for watching my video. Of course, feel free to call the show and talk about technology. 740-383-9944. I just love to hear from you. Adam Lepp here with my show that's on twice a week. Yes, between approximately 9, 10 a.m. and 10 a.m. every Tuesday and Thursday on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial. AJ, want to welcome you, say thank you again for thanking me. Why don't you call the show and tell me about how the internet has helped you in your cheerleading escapades? Do you think that spreading the news over social media, has that helped you? Has that changed maybe since you first started cheerleading? 740-383-9944. We can talk about almost any tech topic you want to on the Adam the Computer Guy show, because that's how we roll on Marion's Talking Place. You may have heard about WhatsApp, and WhatsApp is, like many things, it's owned by Facebook. Company with a lot more money than I have. Anyway, they have rolled out, this came a couple weeks ago, they rolled out a WhatsApp update that could threaten Snapchat's share of the mobile app messaging market. Now, this update allows WhatsApp users to share photos and videos through the app's status area. Like a WhatsApp text message, content shared through status updates is protected by end-to-end encryption. Charles King is an expert in the tech field. He's from Pundit. We quote him quite often. He said, end-to-end encryption is a key distinction between WhatsApp and its competitors. That's an important point for people sharing private messages with individuals and groups, and is one reason for WhatsApp's widespread global success. Photos and videos can be overlaid with drawings, emojis, and a caption, and can now be shared via your status update for 24 hours before disappearing. The change in the app is a fundamental one. WhatsApp previously had been exclusively for texting. Now its users will be able to scroll through rich content. Now, this upgrade will not replace the way a user's status, or is it, see, I say status, but sometimes status sounds better, but that's okay, however you say it, how it's displayed by name in the app. A tab with a plus sign will be added to the interface. Tapping the plus sign will take you to the WhatsApp camera, and tapping that will take you to the rich content posted by your friends and family. So if you're bored, you want to chat, you want rich content, videos, and other stuff besides a static picture of your cat, you can do that with WhatsApp. And again, WhatsApp is a company that is owned by Facebook. Adam Lepp here with the latest news from the world of technology, because That's what we do here on the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, a twice-weekly feature on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial, and again, broadcasting online 24/7 by the magic and power of the Internet at WWGH107.1.com. We've talked about the new iPhone 7, and they removed, Apple removed, the headphone jack, which I personally have a problem with. I'm an Android user, but I think you should have a headphone jack. There are many things you can do with it. For example, if you take credit cards in your business like I do, it's used to plug in the credit card reader. But without that jack, that would be a problem. And that might be because Apple wants you to use Apple Pay instead of using Square or Intuit payments. So we've talked about that on previous shows. And again, I don't use an iPhone. I really don't like iPhones. But if you do use an iPhone and you want a headphone jack, you may want to get an older model. One thing Apple is also planning on doing, they might do this. They might replace the Lightning port with a USB-C in the next generation of iPhones. 5 years ago, they introduced the Lightning port. It is used to charge and connect accessories to the iPhone, but they plan on swapping it for the USB-C, which Apple has been introducing into its computer lines. And that's according to an article in the Wall Street Journal. IHS Markit Senior Director Ian Fogg said, "This would be a bold step for Apple, because it would mean Apple would be dependent on the advance of the USB-C standard for any innovations that they may want to make around physical connectors. In the past, Apple chose to use its own home-brewed connectors. For the iPhone, first its dock connector, then Lightning." Ian Fogg, again, he is an expert in the field. He's from IHS Markit, said, "Both of them allowed Apple to innovate more quickly than the industry because they were not dependent on standards. It enabled them to have a business model around accessories through third-party companies where Apple could ensure quality and collect a license fee." David McQueen, a research director at ABI Research, said, "It's not likely that Apple will scrap the Lightning connector. They'd only put USB-C in it if it allows them to make the phone thinner. A standard connector would be better because you could share the cables for it with the new MacBook and with other devices." According to Kevin Kruel from Tyrios Research, he said that's a good thing. The bad thing is you have to buy another cable. If you're like me, you have so many cables, you've lost track of them. And, of course, that can happen. I keep one in the car, one in my room, one in my office, one in my bedroom, one in my living room, and it gets a little bit out of hand. But that's how it is sometimes in the technology-dominated world that we live in. Apple will unveil three new iPhones in September, based on reports corroborated by the Wall Street Journal. Always like that word, corroborated. And it's a fun word to say. Anyway, the expected models are an iPhone 7S, 7S Plus, and a 10th anniversary edition called the iPhone 8 or X, which will have a 5.8-inch curved display. 5.8 inches. That's quite a large display, if I should say so myself. Again, according to an expert in the field, Ian Fogg, switching from a Lightning connector to USB-C is a minor thing. It's not going to make large numbers of people buy an iPhone. On the other hand, innovating with the display, having a wide aspect ratio display that fills the face of the phone without increasing the volume of the phone, is good for consumers and good for the experience of using the phone. So the latest and greatest from Apple and the new things they're going to do with the next generation of the iPhone. Again, feel free to email me. Again, we have a private email server. We don't delete emails. We read every single one of them. Adam at WWGH1071.com. Feel free to call me, email me, etc. The show is winding down, but there's still time to get your telephone call in. 740-383-WWGH. That's 740-383-9944. I want to thank Nick from Wales. He's a frequent commentator on the show. In fact, he was pretty much the star of the show last Tuesday for watching my live video. Nick has commented that it looks cold there. Well, it's 13 degrees Celsius, you know, about 55 and a half Fahrenheit. We have an issue here with our heating system. It doesn't really work very well. And therefore, I come in with a coat and hat. See, I'm wearing a Miller Lite hat. I don't drink while I'm on the air. But I like Miller Lite when I'm not drinking, when I'm not driving, when I'm not on the air. So I wear this hat because it's kind of cool. And I have my very stylish fake leather jacket that I'm wearing. So I might look a little cold, but you know what? I look very stylish, and that counts. Because, you know, on radio, you don't always see the DJ or the host. And when you do, you kind of wonder, well, what does this guy look like? Well, now you can see. But yes, I'm all bundled up, and with my bundling, it's very comfortable here in the studio. So thank you very much, Nick, for your comment. Yes, I do have a little book underneath the microphone just so that my voice resonates and projects the best that it can. And thank you again for all your contributions to the show. We'll probably talk to you again soon, maybe even next week. And for watching my video and for spreading the word about this fine radio show, thank you also for David for sharing my video, sharing my information about the show. It's greatly appreciated. I have good news and bad news, as my mama used to say. The bad news is that the Adam the Computer Guy radio show is coming to a conclusion in about 40 seconds. That's not good news, that's bad news. But the good news is that much, much more great content is forthcoming. We have teasers of previous and past and current shows, messages from our valued sponsors and underwriters, news and weather, and yes, obituary starring yours truly, coming up right after the 10 o'clock hour. And then it's Charlie Evers. This man is a walking encyclopedia of Mid-Ohio. He gives away prizes, takes your phone calls, and all that good stuff. Have a great rest of your week. AdamTheComputerGuy.com.